Canada Post and the union representing postal workers are in a war of words as a countrywide strike is on its 27th day. On Wednesday, Canada Post said the union's new demands are unaffordable and unsustainable, claiming they would cost more than $3 billion over 4 years at a time when the postal service is struggling financially. The statement came after Canada Post said Monday that the union's latest proposals widen the gap between the two parties, and that in some cases, the union has increased its demands. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers pushed back on Canada Post's criticism in a bulletin to members Tuesday evening, giving a list of proposals it said are meant to bring the two parties closer together. The union said its latest proposals included wage increases lower than previously demanded, as well as a cost of living allowance and better job security. The strike by more than 55,000 workers is approaching the 4-week mark with no end in sight. Federal mediation was put on pause 2 weeks ago, and calls for government intervention from the business community have so far been rebuffed. The union's latest wage demands total 19% over 4 years. Canada Post said it recognizes this is a step lower than before but said its own recent proposal offered 11.5% over 4 years. Canada Post also pushed back on other demands from the union, including reiterating its proposal to create new jobs to support an expansion into weekend delivery. The proposed expansion has been a key sticking point in negotiations, with the two sides unable to come to an agreement over how to staff the weekend. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 11, 2024. The Canadian Press.